We are about 1 hour away from Donald Trump's arraignment in New York City. A grand jury indicted Trump last week for his alleged role in covering up hush money payments. There is a large crowd outside the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse now. Onlookers, protesters, law enforcement, and reporters are all waiting to see the first former president in American history to face criminal charges. Among those outside the courthouse is NPR's Quill Lawrence, and he joins us now. Quill, this is an historic moment. Paint us a picture of the scene there in Manhattan as we await Trump's appearance.
Yeah, well, there's a small park across from the courthouse, and journalists started lining up here last night. Now, I would say protesters started arriving earlier in the morning. There's still probably scores, but not hundreds of them, and they're outnumbered, I'd say, 5-1 by police and media. There were counter-protesters on one side and supporters of the former president on the other side shouting slogans at each other and banging on drums, and some literal street performers who had come down to make part of the spectacle. But right now, everyone is waiting for what we think is an imminent arrival of the former president to be arrested. I'm looking across the street at the biggest line of NYPD I've ever seen, underneath a granite building that's engraved with equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion.
And what will happen when Trump does arrive?
Well, we assume that he'll be fingerprinted and taken in and the indictment will be read, but this is an exceptional case. We don't know exactly what things might be done differently, considering the fact that this is the first former president ever to be indicted.
NPR reporter Quill Lawrence outside the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse. Quill, thank you.
Thanks.